And moving perhaps from sort of young people to even younger people, I wanted to ask a question about education. And this has come up sort of quite a bit. Sitka used to fund the school district entirely to the cap. There's a state cap on how much the city can spend, and the city met that cap sort of up until the early 2000s and hasn't. We're about 1.4 million below the cap. And so my question is, do you think that we should be funding the district all the way to that cap? Or is funding sufficient or somewhere in between? Mm-hmm. And I think this goes first to Mim.
Okay. I would love to be able to fund education to the cap again. I think it's education is hugely important for our community, and I think it's been a high priority for our residents and will, I think, likely always be. I think we're just that kind of a community. And it's really important for the young families in town, and it's important for making sure that we can get the best people here to our community, because when people come in for Coast Guard, being stationed here in the Coast Guard, or coming here to work at Search Hospital, Mount Edgecombe Hospital, that's one of the things they look at is education. So it's really critical for so many reasons to make sure that education is at its best. And we've been watching that the school district struggle over the last few years trying to figure out how to keep it going. And I think this next year they're going to be looking at a pretty serious cut. And I think to the point where they're going to end up cutting personnel. And I hate to see that happen. They're going to end up with larger class sizes, and that doesn't make for good education. So, but where does the money come from? And if we're going to cut something, what is it that we're going to cut? So if we funded the cap and we don't raise taxes, we don't raise property tax, we don't raise sales tax, we don't do any kind of tax increase of any kind, no fee increase, something's going to have to get cut to do all the things that we need to do. So what is it that people want to do without? Do they want to have poor quality education, not as good of education for their child in the school? Do they want to put up with gravel roads and have a lot of dust and have their car beat up, going over potholes? What do people not want to have? Do you want to have fewer hours at the utility desk? When you go to pay your utility bill, do you want to see the roads not having snow removal happen as much in the wintertime? What is essential? What do you consider to be an essential service that you just are not willing to give up? That's the kind of feedback I want to hear. I want to know what's important. And I'm going to be listening to whoever gets my attention. So, and whoever, whatever idea gets the most feedback. I mean,
the squeaky
wheel that gets the grease. So, I mean, that's all I can go by. I need to hear from people. So, yes, education is important to me.
And if you want to get the mayor's attention or either of our candidates' attention, the number to call is 747-5877. And we're taking your questions for the two candidates for Sitka mayor. And Orion, same question. Should we be funding the school district to the cap, and or are we funding them sufficiently?
Ideally, we would be funding them to the cap, and that is the ideal scenario. Whether it's possible at the moment is tough to say. And yes, it's going to be tough. We're facing some lean years coming up here in terms of the services that the city will be able to provide versus what's going to be feasible for families in this town to pay vis-a-vis fees and taxes. So yes, it's going to take a lot of public dialogue and a lot of discussion about services that the city can provide, cuts that will have to be made in all areas of the city, the school district included. So, and ideally, we would be funding to the cap. Is it a budgetary possibility right now? Tough to say without increasing rates.
And just a question for both of you. The city recently transferred about $1.6 million in surplus from the previous fiscal year into an infrastructure sinking fund. So that's for roads and other infrastructure. And that's about the amount that we're below the cap. It's $1.6 million that went into the fund. It's, we're about $1.4 million below the school district cap. You know, should some of that money have gone to schools instead of roads?
Well, it still could. I mean, we it takes five assembly members to vote to take money out of there to put someplace else. So we made sure that there was that fallback position if we if something else came up that we thought was more important. So if people think we should do that, they should let us know.
And Orion, an opinion on that?
Yes. Yes, people should voice their opinion about where their priorities lie in their community.
Yeah, otherwise it will go to a road project. That's where it's headed, so that most likely.
All right. Well, the number, again, to call is 747-5877. You can also email in your questions to news@kcaw.org, or you can post them on Facebook. And we're here with the two candidates for mayor of Sitka taking your questions tonight, so send them in.